Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on The Morning Run. I've got on the line with me Tan Jen Yuan, analyst at Alliance DBS Research. Good morning, Jen Yuan. Now, can we take a closer look at the oil and gas sector? Quite interesting times for oil and gas. How exactly have earnings held up against this tough business environment for the industry?
First quarter results continue to disappoint more than meeting expectations. Again, this is impacted by the margin pressure, lower work orders and asset utilization. Cancellation of contracts, to name a few, we will likely not see any improvement in earnings, at least for the next 2 to 3 quarters.
Are you expecting further cuts in CapEx and award of contracts by Petronas? How are subcontractors affected then?
Apart from the CapEx cut announced earlier this year, we are not expecting Petronas to further cut their CapEx for now. Commenting on the domestic contracts, Petronas was seeking to raise US$7.2 billion to finance the RAPID project. Last year, Petronas actually dished out 3 petrochemical complex EPCC packages, and we understand that the remaining will be rolling out this year, as well as tank terminal contracts. So that's positive that Petronas is still committed with RAPID. On top of that, Petronas has also held briefing tenders for the Pan-Malaysia T&I contract.
Do you foresee any delays in the implementation from major projects like RAPID?
Not for the time being.
So, Jen Yuan, what's your outlook for crude oil prices?
Crude oil price have seen a good run-up for the past few months. However, concerns over U.S. shale producers coming back online, as well as the increase in the U.S. rig count, will continue and present a downward pressure on the oil price in the near term. But the bigger picture is that supply and demand is still expected to rebalance within the next 2 to 4 quarters. Inventory levels seem to have become the key driver for the short-term oil prices too. We have a view that any recovery in oil prices will be kept at $50 per barrel.
You expecting further impairments in this industry, Jen Yuan?
For this year, I would say that it's very minimal. A lot of companies have actually done it in the previous year.
So Sapuraken China has also been in the news, bagging several new contracts. This financial year already, it secured more than 3 billion ringgit worth of contracts. Do you see further upside for this stock?
In the near term, we don't think so. For this financial year so far, it has secured a 3.1 billion contract win. But effectively, for Sapura, we are only looking at 2 billion. Recall that in February, Sapura announced a 2 long-term maintenance contract with 1 drilling rig extension worth 1.6 billion ringgit. The long-term maintenance contract was a joint venture, hence half the value. Still a far cry from what it used to achieve. That being said, I think that we should be looking more of a longer time horizon for Sapura. Ultimately, when the CapEx spending around the world slowly return, Sapura will benefit from it with the business that spread across the oil and gas value chain. For now, they are just managing what they can, getting small jobs, managing their costs, improving operational efficiency to make sure they are more competitive.
Now that we're in the second half of the year, are you seeing any bright spots within the oil and gas sector?
Yes, in terms of the contract flow, we witnessed that the second quarter of this year has actually is actually one of the lowest level we have seen since 2012, and we are expecting it to rebound. This would be a sign of a better earnings next year. For instance, the petrochemical EPCC, the Pan Malaysia contract, which I mentioned earlier. However, in the near term, we're likely to see more disappointment, potentially leading to a further earnings downward revision. The consensus earning growth estimate for this year and next year is expected to be at the negative 7% and just a mere positive 4% for next year.
Okay, Genuine, to round things off, what are your stock picks for this for the oil and gas sector?
Yeah, production segment is more preferred than exploration segments. Our top pick is Bumi Armada. We upgraded it earlier last month. We like it for its long-term FPSO contract, which provide more certainty under this current condition. On top of that, valuation appeared to have bottomed. Note that the share price actually appreciated around 15% over the short 2 months, but we reckon that there are more upside to come.
Thanks so much. That was Tan Genuan, analyst at Alliance DBS Research.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.